Well, those principles, the second principle, the prohibition on credits for capital flight, that was never taken seriously. The rescue packages, as they're called, for the third world, quite substantially do cover capital flight. The third world debt would be very close to eliminated, in some cases completely eliminated, if the societies were able to control their own wealthy people, meaning keep the capital at home and keep the wealthy from robbing the country. In the case of Indonesia, for example, the current IMF rescue package is approximately equal to the estimated wealth of the Suharto family. So there's an easy way to pay off the debt. Just go to the people who've been robbing the country blind ever since they took power in a huge massacre 30 years ago. The Latin American debt, capital flight from wealthy Latin Americans comes pretty close and sometimes, in fact, exceeds third world debt, the Latin American debt, which was such a catastrophe since 1982. The way things work, the money is borrowed by the wealthy and by dictators and generals and so on, and then it's paid by the poor. They pay it off, and by Western taxpayers, when the debt is socialized. But those aren't economic laws. Those are social constructions. And they reflect the failure to take seriously this founding principle of the New World Order. It isn't, incidentally, just the Third World. That began back in the late 1940s with the reconstruction of Europe. There was money in Europe in the hands of wealthy Europeans, but U.S. planners preferred to have wealthy Europeans send their wealth to New York banks with American taxpayers paying for the reconstruction of Europe. There's actually a name for that. It's called the Marshall Plan. The Marshall Plan, if you look at the figures, and this was well understood at the time, the Marshall Plan funding is approximately the same order and may even have been exceeded by a flight of capital from wealthy Europeans to New York banks. So that principle was words. It's never been applied.